We should have a big back to school special.
Do you want to do that? I'll do that.
But what would we do?
Oh.
I just got to give a little public service announcement out there because.
What is it?
I got the greatest deal on something.
Uh huh.
And
school
I'd like,
something school related?
Oh, 100%. Walgreens.
Mm hmm.
Has a 10 count.
At the corner of knowledge and power?
Mm-hmm. Actually, for me, it's at the corner of birth control and vitamins. Well, not currently.
But in the old days.
Yes.
Oh, Miss Snyder, nice to see you again. You're in here quite often.
Birth controls you only took, you know, monthly.
Right.
The condoms, that's another story.
Sure, yep.
All right. Anyway,
didn't you get you were
shut
their
up.
Century
just
award
start,
winner, weren't
stop
you?
It now.
Frequent buyer program.
I believe I started the reward program.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm just playing along.
Right.
So Jim, if you're listening, Bill's right. just.
I'm just
it's
all,
it's
in
all
fun.
For comedy.
It's all for fun.
Anyway, so my public service announcement now. Your wife does not listen to the stream. Jim listens every single
my
day.
My wife does not know I'm in radio. I told her I work. At Payless.
They went out of business.
Yeah, she, I know. It's led to a lot of questions at the house, Wendy. Believe me.
You're funny.
Yeah.
Ticonderoga pencils are the absolute best flipping pencils in the entire world.
Yes.
You can go get like a yellow pencil, but if it doesn't have those three green stripes or two green stripes, regardless, just right
to
with
last.
It.
Ticonderoga. They know what they're doing.
Just the lead is so smooth.
Right.
It sharpens
it's
perfectly.
It's almost a pleasure to use them.
You're
feels,
making fun of me, aren't you?
No, they're the best.
They they are. Like
ask
what?
For them by name. Ticonderoga pencils.
Yes.
They're so good that even if you get a number three or a number four, you go, this is still a pretty good pencil. It's no number two, but it's a great pencil.
You know they make other
numbers.
Yeah,
they make other numbers, sure. Yep. The number two has become the standard pencil here in the U.S., but in Europe, they laugh at us. It's number five.
They have twos and fours and ones here. It's like an art pencil. It depends on the hardness of the lead.
Yep.
I know a lot about pencils. There are weird things that I obsess about, and obviously...
Pencils are one of them.
That's it.
Yeah.
Walgreens has a 10-pack of Ticonderoga pencils, not the fat kindergarten ones, but the regular...
Right.
Normal hand-sized ones.
Yeah, and we don't say fat pencils anymore. We say big-boned pencils, Wendy. Come on. You're better than that.
A 10-pack, 99 cents.
What? They're losing money on that.
I know, because I bought four packs...
They're going to go out of business.
Pencils.
You're going to put them out of business.
You get a 20-pack, and it's like $3.97 or something. So just go
get
in
the
there.
Packs.
Get the 10-packs, and I think it goes for a little into September. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to every
Stock
Walgreens.
Up.
I'm on a Walgreens tour.
You're going to buy up all the pencils in town?
There might be a limit. That's why I'm going to buy four at each Walgreens.
That's why you should always have a disguise with you in the car, so you can go back in. They'll go, oh, look, it's an old sea captain. I wonder what he wants. Birth control pills and pencils. Excellent. Wow. Well, that's quite a savings.
That's my public
Good
service
for you.
Announcement.
That's excellent news, Wendy. That's excellent
99
news.
Cents for a 10-pack.
How much of the school supplies have you already purchased?
I just bought pencils.
That was it?
Well,
do one at a time? Do one supply at a time?
You know, I asked both boys. One is going to be a junior in high school, and one is just about graduating from College of DuPage one more semester.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, what do you need? They still have kind of leftover stuff from last year.
Oh, they can still use that.
Yeah,
why
so
not?
There's a... I mean, they may need...
How are they on glitter glue? Do they have enough glitter glue?
They may need some new spiral notebooks. And I don't know if when your girls were going to school, the school list consisted of a box of Kleenex.
Yeah.
Don't you find that weird?
Some like Windex type.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, it should be the school supplying
yeah.
those things. Yeah.
It's not like your kid is keeping that box of Kleenex in their desk. It
right.
goes into like...
Community service.
Yeah, well, into the community closet
yeah.
anyway, not
right.
service.
Well, you know. But yeah, that in the old days, the school was responsible for all that stuff.
And dry erase markers, because
right.
I know they went from blackboards to dry erase
right.
boards.
Right.
And again, we didn't buy chalk.
No.
So why do we have to buy the dry erase?
I don't understand that either, but it was just accepted that that's the way it was. Did you have, when you were buying your school supplies, there used to be an eraser that was like a wheel, and on part of it, it had a green brush. So the way you were supposed to do it is you would erase it with the wheel part, and then you would brush away the surplus with the, all right. But there was never, ever a time that you would erase it and it didn't make a hole in the paper, right? Ever?
Yeah, and I didn't use the brush. I just used my hand.
Well, by that point, once you had a hole in your paper, you didn't even care about the extra whatever you erased.
Yeah, that's
you just
true.
Went, now there's a hole in my test. This is awful.
God, that was the best eraser is the pink pearl.
Wow, that's impressive. If you offered me $1 million to say a brand name of eraser, I couldn't do it.
But do you know what I'm talking about?
I do
when
know
I
what
say
you're
the
doing
pink
it.
Pearl?
Yeah, I do know.
It was the best eraser. And yeah. Now they don't, I guess they do require an eraser, but they have like whiteout tape that you just,
how does that
it's
work?
Like a little tiny tape dispenser, and you just rub it over the letter and it adheres to it. So,
like correcto type?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That?
But it's, you don't need a typewriter to do it. You just do it yourself.
Oh.
It's easier than, you know, because sometimes if you'd make a mistake and you'd use the liquid paper or the whiteout, you'd put it on too thick, or you wouldn't let it dry, and when you went to write,
it's
your
all smudgy.
Why
couldn't Ticonderoga, so good with the pencils, why didn't they have an eraser division that was just as solid?
That's a great question. I've often thought of that, because their eraser on the top of their pencil was the best pencil eraser ever. That's how you can see an inferior pencil, because the eraser really smears your paper.
Or the eraser will come out of its little metal casing.
Yes.
Like you use it once and the eraser just comes out.
Never happened with a Ticonderoga, so I'm so with you. Why didn't they just make a giant that looked like a giant pencil eraser?
Yeah.
Not that big, but bigger than what would go. They didn't do it. They left it to the Pink Pearl people.
Do you know what I saw that is both a novelty, but it's also practical? This is for kids, for back to school. They're erasers, but they look like chicken McNuggets. And they're not made by McDonald's. You can't get them at McDonald's. But to see one, if you saw one just laying on its own, you would say, oh, somebody lost one of their McNuggets.
Are you out of your McNuggets?
I must find the person who lost their McNugget and replace it. But in practicality, what they are is, it is an eraser, and a fairly decent eraser, but it looks just like a chicken McNugget.
Did your girls have this?
No, I saw it in a store.
Did you buy it for yourself?
There was no reason to buy it, but I'm like, but if I needed one, I would get this would be the exact kind I would have.
You could put it in your drawer and on your desk.
Right. Yeah, I could. I haven't made a mistake since I've been here, though. I saved that for the old channels. Not once I got to GN, I went, no more mistakes. That's crazy. I'm just going to go mistake-free.
I don't know. I kind of got excited about back-to-school stuff.
Just the crayons. That's all I liked. Was just the crayons.
The smell of crayons.
Well, not just the smell. I mentioned this while you were gone. There was something so majestic about opening that box up, and they were all just so perfect. That everything was in its place. The color scheme was fantastic. All the greens were there. The reds were there. The oranges, the yellows. But remember that it was gold, silver,
and copper.
They were like the majestic. They were like better than the other crayons. They were metallic. They had more flair.
Well, I like to think of it as those were the royalty, and the rest of the crayons standing at attention were the soldiers protecting them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they were just crisp in their uniform and standing upright.
Right, right.
And I had the 64 crayons with the built-in sharpener in the back.
And then at some point, didn't the 64 become the 72?
I had that too.
72 was, because
like
that's when they added fluorescent ones, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like a game of Monopoly.
Yeah.
It was in a box like that.
That was impressive.
I had that.
That was very impressive.
I'm going to buy myself that
now. Didn't
you
feel bad for the kids? There were some kids that only had the 8. Didn't you feel bad for those kids?
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I don't know if there were school lists that went around back then. I don't really know that to be the case.
I don't think we did. I think it was just get stuff you'll need.
Right.
Yeah.
And with the school lists for my kids when they were in elementary school, it would say an 8-pack of crayons. But I always
felt... You could upgrade, though.
I did. I always did.
Who wants just 8 crayons?
8's not enough.
No. No. It's just nowhere near enough.
But then do you get 16 or 24?
No, you jump high. You go to the 64 or the 72. It's like $1.30 extra.
Yeah, but it takes up more space, too.
Yeah. I mentioned this the other day when you were gone during our discussion.
So you had a great show when I wasn't here, in other words.
Some said the best show they've ever
a lot it was of you who
a lot
said
of people
that.
Are saying a lot of
a
people
lot
are
of
saying,
one you
In the 64 box, you had blue green, but you also had green blue.
Explain that to me. They're just filling
way
space.
Way too similar. Way too similar.
And an orange yellow and a yellow orange.
Yes, same thing. What's the one you used the most? What was the color that was your go-to? This is going to look great. I'm going to use this color. What was it?
I probably used aquamarine blue a lot.
Well,
and burnt sienna.
Do you mean sky blue? Was that the one?
Yeah,
the light
yeah,
blue?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sky blue I used a lot. And midnight blue was my other. That was the go-to, midnight blue. It sounded so romantic.
It's a good song by Lou Gramm.
Yeah.
I used midnight blue a lot, too. God, I really have to go get a coloring book on the way home.
Yeah.
I have a hankering for some coloring. Yeah. And I know they make adult books, and I know those are fun.
You want the kid one, though.
I kind of do.
Yeah. Yep.
And I know the adult books usually go hand in hand with a colored pencil, and that's great.
Nope.
But
get yourself a Whitman coloring book.
Yeah.
I would go Wally Gator, something like that.
In honor of the gator we had here?
Yes. I still remember when I was a kid, the time my dad showed me that before coloring in a picture, you want to take your crayon and you want to outline that section a little bit darker. And then within the outline, you go a little lighter with that color.
All in the same direction.
It made
though.
Always in the same direction. Always in the same direction. But that made a world of difference in my coloring, because until then, it was very haphazard.
Yeah, because then you'd go out of the lines. You need to outline it. Because think about if you've painted a room, you do the same thing. You kind of do that, and then you get the roller and do it.
That was, if not the best advice my dad, I hate to say that's the best advice my dad ever gave me, because it makes it sound like he was a slouch. That's the best thing he ever told you? Yes, color within the lines.
I don't outline, know who taught me that. My sister,
probably
I
my
think.
Dad. He went around, used to go from town to town.
A traveling consultant.
He would, all the kids in the area would come to the town square. My dad would show them. The whole presentation took less than a minute. And then he'd say, "Where's my money? Give me my money." It always turned ugly then.
Did he have a briefcase and he'd just open it up and it would be coloring books and crayons?
He would take out a coloring book and he would say, today's coloring book, Chopper and the Wheelie Bunch. And the crowd would go wild. Chopper, Chopper. And some kids in the back, Wheelie Bunch, Wheelie Bunch. And then he'd say, when you're outlining, do it this way and then all one direction. Any questions? And he didn't even care if there were questions. He just wanted his money.
I got my great niece, Addie. Last year, I got her... it was her third birthday, and I got her the Hungry Caterpillar coloring book where you could color it. It was the book, but you could color the pages.
Yes.
And I thought that would be so fun, and I was so irritated because I said, hey, you can color now if you want, or you can wait till later. She goes, oh, I'll do it now. And just scratching, not even
worth
trying.
The effort.
But she was only three at the time, but it bothered me.
Yeah.
And I was kind of anal with my kids, too. It's like I'd let them at least till they were maybe one.
Yeah.
Like, just do whatever you want.
Right.
But after that, it's like there is a system to this, guys.
It's not just.
And I, much like your father, would say you have to outline it. And I would get. I didn't really get that mad, but. It bothered me.
I bet you did.
Well, it bothered me when they weren't all going in the same direction with the strokes of the crayon. You can't go willy-nilly unless it's a picture of willy-nilly.
Yeah. Or Willie Nelson. Now, do you remember these coloring books? I'm going to call them coloring books, but they're coloring books only in name. Mostly activity books. But the pages were such where you would color or paint, but with water. You would just get your brush wet, and then there were little dots on the picture that the water would activate.
Yep.
And then the finished product always looked like crap.
Well, because it was so washed out, there really wasn't enough paint to be on there.
You thought while you were doing it, maybe this time this will come out looking presentable, but by the time you were done, you just went, I can't believe I fall for this every time. This is awful.
And the paper gets wrinkled because it's like there's too much liquid on there.
It gets so wet.
And
there's holes in the paper. And you think to yourself, I've done this a dozen times. Why can't I make this work? But it's not your fault. Again, it's the Whitman coloring book people.
But I didn't really, I wasn't going to frame it or anything when it was done. It was just fun
to
do.
Look nice,
I
didn't
care.
You didn't care?
The doing was the fun part to me.
Well, there was some miracle involved with the fact that there was no color. I have water, and now there is color. But the color was, it was, they would try a little bit of pink, a little bit of blue, a little bit of yellow, but nothing looked like true color.
It was not vibrant.
No. No, no.
It was like less colorful than an Easter egg.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like
dim and murky and awful.
But God, I think back of the, I bet you will remember these because you are honestly bringing me back because when we were kids, man, it was so easy. You didn't have to worry about anything.
Yep.
Dinner just appeared. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to do anything but play.
Yep. That was your job.
And go to school, but school was pretty easy.
I didn't even go to school. I only went to school 3 days.
And still got double promoted.
I got pretty good, yeah.
I would always have a Dixie cup, not a bathroom size. It was a kitchen size.
Yeah.
And it there were two colors. There were avocado flowers on it or golden flowers on it. They almost looked like daisies. I'm picturing it right in my head that that's what I would put water in to dip my paintbrush to do the little dot painting.
Right.
Do you remember those cups that were gold or avocado?
And they were made by Dixie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dixie was the only thing around. There was no Solo. There really wasn't. It was Dixie or nothing.
Remind me, was there did you have a second cup of water to clean your brush, or was that not used with this particular kind of coloring book?
I think I just kind of went to the sink. I don't know. I didn't have two cups,
no.
I don't think.
I also remember, like, when you would go to a store that sold coloring books, they had 80 of them.
Yeah.
And now if you go to a store, if you go to Walgreens or Jewel or something like that, they might have 6 or 8, maybe if you're lucky. But there used to be such a wide selection of every Saturday morning cartoon show, certainly.
Yeah.
And then there was other stuff, you know, just longtime favorites like Disney stuff or any of those kind of cartoon characters. But why did that fall out of vogue? It's more in vogue for adults to have adult coloring books than kids to have kid coloring books.
Yeah, go to you know, any Andersons or whatever, and you'll see.
There's a whole section. Yeah. Barnes & Noble had a whole section. Yeah.
I love to color.
Isn't that weird? What is it about it?
Did you ever have the doodle poster? It was like a huge poster that you could, and it came with markers, and you could color it in. It was a poster.
Oh, you know what? I had a Star Trek one.
It was called like the... something doodle.
Yeah.
Magic doodle?
No.
Not magic
it's like the
doodle.
Mega doodle.
Something
like
that. Right. What was yours? Do you remember what the theme
was? Oh, mine
was
just this cool, like, 70s kind of pattern with all these big flowers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you used markers or crayons?
It came with markers.
It did. Yeah, I had a Star Trek
doodle
one.
Art, I want to say.
Was there velvet behind it, too?
No, these weren't velvety.
To your credit, there was a velvet one.
Yeah. I think I had a Peter Max one that had the velvet on it or something.
Yeah,
I loved his work. Just the bright colors.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you guys were talking about, were you talking about like the paint that came?
You would use water and then you would put it on the paper and there'd be a little faint bit of color that would come out of the dots that were on there.
Yeah, in the coloring book.
Right.
Yeah.
But it never looked good.
No.
The finished product was always awful.
And I used to get
awful.
Mad when my sister would do it in the book because then it would fade to the
right.
other pages because
yes.
I'd want her to rip out the page and do it separately.
Well, whatever page you did it on, the back side of that page was ruined.
Was done.
And the next two pages, you're all ruined.
Right.
It's all wet.
708 has posted or texted us, blue-green is more bluish, green-blue is more greenish.
That's true.
I won't
argue that.
But they were still pretty
so
darn close.
To the casual crayon observer, you couldn't differentiate the two. The difference between those two colors was this thin.
I know. Did you guys ever? I lived in a neighborhood of girls, so we would go around and sell our pictures that we colored.
You sold
to
them.
Our neighbors.
Who bought them?
Neighbors for
what
like
nice neighbors
5 cents.
Had.
The neighboring town of all boys.
We'd walk around and give them.
Oh,
we'd give
those
them
are great.
A, you
I'll
know,
buy
like,
some.
Here's your choice. Would you like a Donald Duck? Would you like a
How much money did you make?
Probably 20 cents.
Oh, that's not bad for colors. You for pictures
that's
you colored.
Cute.
That's excellent. All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. Kim has the news, and then there's more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we're reminiscing about the good old back to school days where it used to be fun. My grandmother used to give each kid, my brother, sister, and I, $100 to school shop,
what?
Which was a lot of money back
then.
Wow. And we would always go to the Orland Park Mall.
Orland Square?
Yeah. And I would pick out, like, I'd get a new winter coat.
Yeah.
I'd get a couple pairs of pants. Like, the things you could get for $100.
Did you get a new backpack or lunchbox?
I don't think we did backpacks then.
Oh, we didn't do backpacks.
We didn't have backpacks.
I only remember a backpack in high school, but how did I get my stuff to school?
You just carried your books. We never had a backpack.
Did we have a satchel?
Guys would carry their books under their arm. Girls would carry their books in front of them.
But God, there was a store called Rosalie that I
would... Yeah, I remember Rosalie. My mom used to shop there all the time.
I know. I think about it. I was like a little kid shopping at Rosalie. Yeah. I know they had a kid's section,
but
still.
Oh, for your own clothes, you got them at Rosalie's. That was for older women.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
Obviously, there had to be... I wasn't a kid, but I was like junior high. There had to be... Maybe
I don't think they did. I think it started at your mom. Like the first section said your mom and then your grandmom.
No.
And then their friends.
Oh, maybe
and then
I
your
didn't.
Aunt.
Right.
The aunt section.
Aunt Beverly.
I got a tweed coat there. Maybe it was a mom coat, but I loved it.
Yeah.
And then there was like the Gap and all just pants.
I told my mom once in Rosalie, she said, we're going to stop into Rosalie for a minute.
Yeah,
and then
never a
an
minute.
Hour later,
yeah,
I said to my mom, I would rather be dead than ever have to come to Rosalie. It was that long. Kim, before you got here, we were talking about your back-to-school supplies. Now, this doesn't really fall into that category, but since we were talking about the coloring books where you can paint magically with water, do you remember a paint set when you were a kid called Dip Dots?
No.
I do.
I had a lot of that
Dip
stuff.
Dots?
Yes.
The one
what
I remember...
Did they do? What were they?
It was a regular painting set, but where you were getting ripped off, but you didn't realize it at the time was every color... was just a dot of color, like the size of like a Paz Easter egg tablet.
Okay.
So you had a container. It would come with a container. There was a small set that only had maybe 12 colors, but there was a large one that had 32 colors. That's the one we really wanted.
It wasn't. Was it a paint by number thing?
It wasn't a paint by number.
But you'd stick your brush in it, right?
Into the yeah.
So it was unspillable.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So it didn't come with, like, do you remember the ones that came in a line and you flipped up the tops?
Yeah, no, this wasn't that.
Similar to that, but not quite like that.
Here, I have a picture of it.
Of Dip Dots?
Yeah. God, I remember the box. Oh, my God, this is just bringing
me
back.
Well, we liked the name. My brother and I liked the name of it. It sounded cool. But then also...
No, I don't remember that.
Look at
it. I remember.
Let me see.
It was like a whole white connected thing.
Right.
And these were... It looked like an Easter egg pot thing that you'd put in the water. But the whole thing was you dip in there.
Right.
And the paint was contained within inside there so you wouldn't spill it. That's why parents loved it. This
was my mom wouldn't get it for us because she was trying to reason with us. You get almost no paint. Each of the colors,
oh
you would
God,
run out.
So what?
But she was right.
She was, but you know what? To give her a half an hour of downtime while you guys are trying to figure it out.
I know.
It's priceless.
I know.
It's. So I would have paid double just to have that for my kids, but I loved it.
And Wendy, I can't see the picture to the extent that you're showing me. Weren't there themed Dip Dots?
Yeah,
like could get different.
Dude,
like
I did
Popeye
not know that. There
Bozo.
Was a Star Wars one.
Star Wars was right. That was at the end. In the 70s.
But I remember here. I don't know if you can see it, but there's a guy and a girl, and I remember that box like so vividly. There's a dark haired boy and a blonde girl. I can try and make it bigger for you.
So the small one, the small sets of Dip Dots. Is it about 9 or 10 or 12 or something? Because there was one deluxe set that was 32, and my brother and I are like,
you had to have that
one.
Wow, yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? But my mom's like, but you only get, every time you'd use a color, it would be gone. You'd use up all the color.
Yeah, that wouldn't be worth it. But these weren't that expensive.
No,
because my mom bought them for me.
Kenner made them, right? Is it made by Kenner? Doesn't say.
Yes, it probably does, but I'm already on another page.
Oh, all right.
All right, I'm going to take you guys back because I did this all the time. Do you remember the Make It and Bake It where you made the stained glass?
Yes,
mold.
Yes.
I loved that.
I didn't know that's good. What it was called. It's Kenner. Did you say
it is
that?
Kenner? Yeah. The other one that we wanted so badly and they wouldn't give in to us was a thing called Silly Sand.
Oh, I had that.
You had Silly Sand?
Oh my God!
You layered it with the different colors in the bottle?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you could do it anywhere you wanted.
In the commercial, they showed the kid making a castle out of silly sand.
Right.
But you'd have to be.
I tried to.
No one could. You'd have to
and
be.
And then you could go to carnivals and stuff, remember? And there were booths, and you could, like, layer the sand.
Oh, right,
and make
right, right. a picture
make
on
a
the outside
graphic yeah. or different.
But this was wet and it would just kind of goop on top of each other. Like it would have like maybe I'm thinking of a different thing, but it was like almost in a little squeeze bottle.
Yeah, that was silly sand. That was it.
And it was wet. So you would you'd make a base, and then if you put little droplets, they would like stay on top of each other. It looked like they were stacked. So I remember when I ran out of the silly sand, I used to bring the bottles to our beach club.
Yeah,
and it didn't quite work as the same, but you could still get that little look of
so it
little,
made like a stalactite or stalagmite.
Yeah,
I had that.
My parents wouldn't let us get it because they said, and I quote, "It will ruin the carpet." And we said, "No, it won't ruin the carpet."
It would have ruined
then
the carpet.
Then we went to somebody's house and
you
they
had
it.
Carpet.
And they showed on the carpet where their silly sand ruined the carpet.
Okay. I ruined the carpet with that and lightning bug glow juice too. Oh. And I know I'm shocked as hell you do
that
not remember
that. One I don't remember
that.
At all. You've told me about lightning bug.
100 times.
I thought you meant real lightning bug
glow
juice.
No, it was
a toy.
I'm going to show you a picture of it.
Did it it actually glowed in the dark like lightning bugs do?
Yes, it was just...
I don't remember ever seeing
it. It was a liquid that, like, oh, you can paint your folder. You can paint your textbook. You can paint your brother. It was a stupid commercial.
Yeah.
And
was that Ronco?
Lightning bug glow juice.
It sounds like a Ronco-type product.
I don't know. I just know that I said I didn't play with it. And I was wearing footy pajamas, and they asked, I said, no, I didn't even open it in the house. I was out in the backyard.
But
and,
you knew, right?
Well, they saw the footprints. My mom
There's
goes,
"There's no way around that.
Come here."
Yeah.
They turned the hallway lights off, and there were footprints going to
and
the bathroom.
And Dave Savini was there.
Like,
to prove it.
All right.
That was definitely
on.
Wendy.
Three creatures with the eerie glowing features. They're boys and girls who've discovered Kenner's new lightning bug glow juice. Paint it on yourself. It soaks up the light and then glows in the dark.
That looks awesome.
All kinds of things glow.
It's the worst combination of it. But
I know, but that looks like if you were a kid growing up and you saw that on TV, you would have to have that.
I had it. You could paint. It had, I don't know if you saw the end of it, they were painting... like a little model airplane. So when you turn the lights off, your model airplane would be all glowy.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's very cool.
The other thing I wanted as a
my
kid.
My mom loved me, it turns
I
out.
I guess she did.
I didn't go to Bozo, but I
or
had
either that
tops.
Or she just wanted you to sit and right. do art and leave her alone.
Right. There was a game I wanted very badly called Kabbalah. Do you remember this game? And then friends of my mom said that it's a devil worship game.
Because Kabbalah, it's
it
like,
had to do with the dark arts. There's no doubt about that.
The dark arts. What's that?
There's no question with witchcraft. There's no question about it. It was steeped in witchcraft. But when you saw the commercial, you went, this is going to be a dangerous, fun toy. But one of my mom's friends said, no, that's the dark. It's the dark arts. Don't let them have it. Well, we had a Ouija board, but my mom was always very uncomfortable about us using it. You know, did you have one?
We had a Ouija board.
I wanted one, but never got one.
But it is a strange thing to give to kids. It really is.
We probably still have one.
Do
at
you still
my
have
mom's
it?
House, yeah. But they kind of let us play with it, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, I think they let us play with it.
Really?
I just was a little afraid, because
I was a little weirded out by it, yeah.
That what is that thing called, a lancer or prancer?
It looks like a magnifying
what
glass.
What do they call it? The thing you lay your hands gently on and then it floats from letter to letter. When I was a kid, Kim, my cousin David stayed with us one winter. Well, I'm sorry, one summer. He lived in Florida, but he stayed with us. His parents got a divorce and things were weird at home, so David came and lived with us. So one night, we pull out the Ouija board. So it's my cousin David and I, and my mom wanted to be there while we're playing with it because she's like, this is a really freaky toy and he's new to the family.
Right.
I don't feel good about this. So all of a sudden, it's my mom and I managing the Ouija board. Our hands are on that piece.
Planchette.
The planchette.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have guessed planchette.
Nor would I have.
That's not what we called it in our house, the planchette. So my mom, to prove its validity, we're trying to conjure up her mother, who died before I was born, my grandmother.
I love that your mom's playing along with this.
So, yeah, I know. A lot of moms wouldn't have done this. So my mom says, if this is my mom, she's trying to reach her mom. Mom, if you're out there and we want to prove to David that this is real, go to what I used to call you when I was little, right? So all of a sudden, the planchette starts to move and it goes to my little mommy, right? which is the name that she had told me that she called her mother when she was little, but she didn't remember ever telling me this. But I'm the one moving it to the left, right? My mom was so freaked out. So I've never seen her more scared of anything before.
Wow.
She woke my dad up that night and she said, I don't think Bill should sleep by himself. We just experienced the weirdest thing with a Ouija board. But then the next morning she goes, you didn't move the letters, did you? And I go, of course I did. That's how a Ouija board works. Somebody moves it to the next letters.
No, I've had
she
it
was
happen.
Scared out of her mind.
Well, I can see why.
Was she ready to kill you?
She wasn't ready to kill me. Would you work for me? What is this?
Remember Ouija Board by Morrissey? I have
got to say hello to an old friend. This is the most upbeat Morrissey song of all time.
And it's about, and it's a Ouija board.
Morrissey songs are always sad, sad, or saddest. This one's upbeat.
He's smiling.
This is the Morrissey we all know and love?
From the Smiths, yes.
Wow. I've never heard this before.
Really?
Yeah. It's from her. Is it from his Let's All Smile and Hug Each Other album?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know Morrissey had that in him. Wow.
He does, but I kept thinking about it because I forgot that story about your mom.
Yeah.
And I would have fallen for that too.
Oh, it scared her like crazy. Like so much so that at the time, if I knew it was scaring her that badly, I would have stopped.
No, you wouldn't have.
No, I swear.
Baloney.
If you had seen her, she was really scared. And she goes, I never told you that about my mom. I go, you told me
was
that a
like
thousand
Golda
times.
She like Golda and Fiddler on the Roof when Firma Sara came
yes,
back.
So, yes, that's the exact right reference to make.
How old were you?
I was in third grade.
My God, you were doing full-blown orchestrated pranks.
Right.
To family members
when
you
eight.
Were little.
Yeah, at the age of eight. I know. I should be proud of that, right?
You were punked before your time.
Before Kutcher was even born.
It's Kutcher. And
pre-Kutcher Kutcher.
I just worry about you sometimes. Because, you know, when you get old, sometimes you resort to your past behaviors.
Oh, what's it going to be like for me?
You're going to...
It's going to be
Terry,
crazy.
Get out while there's time.
Terry, the poor nursing home nurses
yes.
are going to be like, oh my God, yeah. Bill.
Terry's going to put me in a home long before that.
He let the rats go again.
I think she's got you scheduled for next weekend.
I do have to say.
It's a visit.
Speaking of
the
that.
The doors are going to lock.
I saw something in my daughter Kylie yesterday that I never saw before. She's home from New York. She's home for a little while before the school year starts up. So we have a badminton set up in our backyard all through the summer. And I knew she was good because she played on her high school team, but I hadn't played with her in years. She's got the same ruthless quality when she's playing sport that I do. And I never saw that in her before. I've seen her play sports. I've seen her play softball. I've seen her play other sports. But yesterday, she was out for blood on the badminton court. And I was proud of her.
You taught her
well.
You got a taste of your own medicine there, Bill.
But I didn't think she was capable of that. I mean, I know everyone likes to win when you play a game. I get that. But she was going for the jugular on every single shot. So Terry said to me, are you proud of her or scared for her? I go, I'm right in the middle. I'm both. Because I've lived that. I know what it's like to be over-competitive.
But now you've mellowed out. She's picked
I
up
have.
Your slack.
Yeah.
Someone has to do it in the Left family.
It's not going to be me.
Shrinky Dinks were the best, says 630.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I agree with
630.
They still make Shrinky
were
Dinks.
Really fun.
You can still get Shrinky
Dinks.
I
know. I made like my own things. Like I.
Yeah, they did a. Yeah, they did a just, car that was clear, and you could draw your own pictures and Shrinky Dink them. Mm-hmm. That's. I hope that's
you know
the
what else I loved artsy craftsy was the. You probably did this, Wendy. The hook rug.
Oh. Can I tell you?
I love the hook rug.
They had these rug hooking kits.
It was
that
like
you
a rectangular pattern, and you could do the kit on it. It was plastic, and you would.
Well, it came with a pattern,
a picture.
Right?
Yeah.
It was
like a mesh grid.
Yes.
And then there'd be a pattern
and
on
they
it.
They came with these little strings, and you.
I'm
going to
do
with
that.
Looper.
I had so much fun. I'd like go visit my grandma. Yeah. She would crochet, and I would sit there and do that while watching TV.
Yeah. They still have those, I think, at
do
Michael's.
They?
Yeah.
I did a lot of needlepoint kits, too. I made this. My sister has this habit of every year on my birthday, my sister gives me back something that I have left at the family house. Like one year she wrapped up my Mrs. Beasley doll.
Aww.
And but she does it to make me laugh. Like, you know, last time I had a Snoopy garbage can that she wrapped up for me for Christmas. And this one she gave me, and it was this beautiful, it wasn't a cross stitch. It was all different types of embroidery stitches, and it said bless this home, and it was so cool, and it was framed, and I'm like, Betsy, I love this so much. And she goes, you made that for Mom.
Wow.
And I'm like, are you kidding?
That?
I do after she said that, but I'm like, I'm pretty impressed at how good it was.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture of it or bring it in for show and tell tomorrow. Because I'm surprised. And the rug hooking, we made pillows, you know.
And we also, do you remember, did you crochet pot holders on those?
That the came loom. With the loom?
Yep. Yes. Oh, love that.
What about wire art? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't remember what.
You would get a square of wood, and you would get these nails, and you'd have to put the nails where they tell you to put the nails. Then you had these like copper wires,
yes,
and you'd make a sailboat.
I do remember those. Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I know. Listen, we are reminiscing. School is going back. Kids are going back to school. It was fun to think when you were younger. I'm sorry, going to school was pretty exciting for like the first 2 days, and then you're like, oh crap, this is gonna last all year.
9 months of this.
But the getting back to school, it was just a very exciting time, and really enjoy your childhood while you have it, because things were so much easier then.
I know. Yeah.
You just
I loved elementary school. I really did.
I did
too. But not high school?
Did it?
No,
I did not like high
school.
And I hated middle school even more.
Did you?
Yes.
Because why? What happened?
Not the educational part. I like going to school. Just the, you know, just the social aspect of it was just sometimes ugly.
But didn't you realize at the time, like for some reason I got at the time, even though that was a difficult transition for a lot of kids, I'm like, oh, but kids will grow out of this. We'll get through this, you know? Like, even when I was in the thick of it.
Girls can be so mean and hateful, though.
Yeah.
I had a great time in junior high and high school.
Mm-hmm.
I really did, but my kids in junior high, they say that's like the worst place for everyone, just age-wise. Because
no one's sure of what they are yet, right? Everyone's searching.
Yeah, but they're so mean now, and girls used to be mean, now boys are mean to each other, which is really weird.
That's why I loved summer camp, so that's why that was like my escape.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you do sleepover camp?
Yeah.
I never got to go to camp.
We did for a week. My parents were in Las Vegas, and they let me stay with my aunt and uncle and their kids. My cousins were going to summer camp, so we did it for a week. And it was great for a week, but my cousins did it all summer. That would have been too much for me.
Yeah, I was gone for 8 weeks for 5 years.
That was standard. It was 8 to 10 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like summer boarding school.
It was. Sorry. I used to tell my parents, can I live at camp and I'll come home for 2 months?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they think about it? We'll ponder that.
Yeah.
We'll give
Maybe
that some
I'm glad thought. I didn't go to camp.
I don't know that you would have done well at camp.
I couldn't it's even sleep structured. At my cousin's house. I got homesick.
You love all those art projects and things like that?
That's
but I used to get homesick and cry. My cousins used to have to take me over from family sleepovers at 3 a.m. They're like, my poor cousin Sharon would be up. She's like, Wendy, it's 3:30. You know, we can take you home after breakfast. Can you just make it 2 more hours? I'm
really?
Like, no, I'm crying. Done. I miss my mom. So I had to go home.
See, I wouldn't have expected that of you.
Was your summer camp big on balloon fights? Water balloons. Fights? We did that almost every day.
In the neighborhood,
there was a water balloon fight. No, this was at summer camp. At some point, they would just, they called him the chief. He was the guy who was in charge of the summer camp.
Had a water balloon fight.
He'd say, in 10 minutes, water balloon fights. And like the first day or two, you go, this is great. But by the fifth day, you're like, oh, God.
I don't remember a lot.
Come up with something else.
We did it in our neighborhood almost every day in the summer. And what's not to like?
Right.
It's so hot out, it feels kind of good. And then I'd cry because I missed my mom.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Kim, thank you for hanging out.
Thanks for the memories.
Of course.
Now I'm really depressed. I really want to go do some rug hooking now.
I don't want to work anymore.
All right, we'll take a break and then more rug hooking. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, well, that about wraps it up for us. We are going to say hello to John Williams because he will take over the stream on WGN.
The same
Extra.
John Williams who's the future WGN Walk of Famer. That John Williams, Wendy?
Yeah, that's
John,
coming
we're
up
over here
in a few weeks.
John, walk towards the microphone. That's Bill. It. There you are.
Bill, you can
hello?
You can confirm this.
Yeah.
I asked you on Monday, is John Williams back yet? Because I missed him.
Yeah. Wendy said that out loud.
I did.
You missed me. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Yep.
I missed you guys. I missed being here. It was one of those vacations where people go, was it relaxing? And I just burst out laughing.
Yeah.
Really busy. Had a great vacation, but you kind of want to get back into a routine. You
right,
know?
Sure. So, John, yeah. I ran into you. I don't know if you'll remember this. This was over a week ago. I ran into you before a show. I was driving down Clark, and I saw John, and he was by an animal hospital. And the correct question that I didn't ask you is everything okay with your animal?
Right.
But That's what I yelled at you for.
Daisy, the dizzy dapple dachshund. I was coming out of the doctor's office, the Blum Animal Hospital on Halstead. They're great over there. I was coming out, and there's, hey, John. I look. I go, holy cow, it's Bill Left leaning out his window.
Yeah.
What are you
that's
doing?
How, that's
I
how
said,
I drive.
I just said, take care of my dog. And then Bill's, and then as he drives off, he goes, pick me up a panda.
Yep.
Pick me up a panda.
Wrong.
Well, maybe they've got an extra one in the, you know, in the hospital.
I have told that story 1,000 times, and everybody, that is such a Bill Left thing to say.
Thank you. But I should have asked more about the health
How's
of your
dog?
Pet.
That's Were what you I boarding have asked. Your dog? That's what I figured.
Oh, the dog died. Don't worry about
it.
Oh,
that's fine.
No, the dog's fine.
Don't do that to me.
But the dog's fine. It was just a prescription we had to get before we went on our trip.
Oh, okay.
So then we were on the trip, and everybody says, what are Bill and Wendy like? You get that when you're with a bunch of listeners.
Oh.
So I told the Pick Me Up a Panda story, and I killed with that.
Good.
I broke the house
up. Well, how about that? That's happy.
Wendy,
Good.
It was a really funny thing
I'm
you
glad.
Said. Wendy's looking at me like,
well,
not
no,
so much.
No, it's funny. I just am a huge animal lover, so that bugs me.
Well, the
and
dog
it bugs
is,
me that you're living
That
it.
I'm being silly about it. Well, if it was more serious, I wouldn't be. Daisy's doing
not.
Fine. Thank you.
Okay, that's all that's important.
So I'm set to roll, kids. Good
all right.
show.
Have a great show your own self.